You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And I appreciate it when you hang out with the John Kincaid Show as often as possible. Follow along at CBS Sports Radio, whether you're listening on one of our great local affiliates, whether you're on SiriusXM 206, the radio.com app, or more. Thanks for being a part of the family. Now, when the Bruins are home, they hear that when they score. They didn't hear it last night in St. Louis, but what was supposed to be one of the biggest nights in the city's sports history ended up being a nightmare. How do they bounce back from it? Let's ask Ken Danico, three-time Stanley Cup champion, Devils analyst from MSG, as he joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. Ken, take us in a locker room after a loss like the Blues suffered last night. What's the message from Chief Craig Berube? What is the message from him to get his team, you know, back believing in themselves?
Well, first off, it certainly was a shocker, I would say, for St. Louis and their fans. Stanley Cup Finals game back in St. Louis for the first time in 40 years, and you'd expect a little better performance than the Blues gave, especially after game two, the way the Blues had played in Boston, desperation. Sure. and intensity and urgency, where they knew they had to win that game and come back 1-1. But you know what, John, this series has been like that, and a lot of the playoffs is like that from the standpoint where after game one, I'm going, Blues don't have a chance. They're going to lose this in five. Even me, who's won three cups, been fortunate enough to, and played 20 years, going, oh boy, the Bruins look like they just overwhelmed the St. Louis Blues, especially the last two periods. And then the Blues, next game two that we talked about, come back the way they did. Bruins didn't look as good. They weren't as hungry. And they were very efficient yesterday. And Craig Berube's going to say, guys, 1-0, 7-2, doesn't matter how we lost. We're in the Stanley Cup Finals. You have to have a short memory this time of year. You really do. Sometimes easier in the playoffs than it is during the regular season, where it can really snowball. So I would expect St. Louis to have a real good game four. I really do. The Boston Bruins' top guns came to play. Everybody said, where are they? What's going on with them? Well, that's all they do. Patrice Bergeron, Marchand, winners, guys that have been there, done that, come through with a big game after being invisible for the first couple of games. And that happens because St. Louis, you give them credit. They defended well. But last night, biggest factor for me, and you can say what you want, the Bruins, you know, 4-for-4 in a power play. You've got to kill a penalty. That's unheard of. First three power plays, three goals, three shots. Goaltending was a big difference last night. I didn't think the score was indicative of how much the Bruins, or that, I don't think the Bruins outplayed them to that degree. But Binnington, who's been one of the real spectacular stories this year, hasn't quite been as good this Stanley Cup Finals, and he's going to have to be better, certainly, in Game 4 and shake this one off after being pulled in Game 3.
Wasn't it fun to see the physicality of this series, especially Game 2, Ken, almost felt like a throwback game to me. It was
really
so physical.
The smile on my face, you couldn't really wipe off. I loved how hard they were competing, the way they were playing. And look, all kidding aside, I love the game now. You know, everybody thinks because
sure,
you'd come from an era and there was more fighting and more physicality, and a lot, obviously, more let go as far as penalties, and you get away with a lot more, certainly come playoff time in my era. But I'll tell you, I love the skill, the speed. You want to step and ask. But when it comes to finals, who are two teams left standing? So playoffs is a little bit of a different animal, and it's kind of every year, doesn't matter what era, it's the will to win and big teams, and both these teams are big and heavy. The Blues pounded the Bruins into submission in Game 2. Last night, the Bruins, who are capable, just understood, and even their coach Bruce Cassidy had said, we were physically outplayed, out hit, outworked in game three or game two, and game three they flipped the script. And look no further than their captain, the ripe old age of 42 years young, Zdeno Chara, had a snarl. He had a fire in his eye, and he's probably the biggest, strongest guy in the league still at 42. And I thought he was a beast, and he kind of tamed a lot of the Blues down in game three just with his menacing look and playing a physical brand of hockey as well right from the start. I think he had a collision with Patrick Maroon early in that hockey game, and if you looked at his eyes, he meant business, and he was telling the Blues, you're not going to push us around tonight.
Ken, isn't it a little bit of a shame, though, the games? Like NBC last night showed a John Legend music show rerun, and Dateline NBC, and didn't have the Stanley Cup Finals on. I mean, it's almost like they don't want the casual fan to stumble on to the biggest games of the year.
Well, I know some are on the major network and some are on the sports network or NBC Sports Network. Look, anytime you can get as much coverage as you can, and the game has grown tremendously, and I think the league's done a pretty darn good job of continuing to grow it. Unfortunately, yeah, whatever it may be, and their reasoning, I'm not an expert with the marketing aspect of it, certainly, right. but we will probably see it on NBC. I don't know the exact schedule. I think there's a few that are on, certainly, the rest of the way, and I still think this is going to be a long series. But you know what? I find this a very intriguing series. Boston, St. Louis, you know, last time the Blues were there 40 years ago that I had mentioned earlier, they played the Bruins. So I think there's some pretty keen interest even outside of the Boston-St. Louis market as far as what can transpire moving forward. And Craig Berube, I've joked about him
Craig.
A lot there. Head coach of the St. Louis Blues. I probably fought him the most in my career as far as out of the over 100-plus fighting majors I had in my career. And, again, you always find out after your career, you become good friends with these guys because you find out you're a lot alike. I know Craig very well, have a lot of respect for him. And you asked me earlier to even go a step further, what's he going to tell his team? Oh, he'll show that snarl because he's got that respect and make his boys understand that we can't be so up and down like we were the way we played in Game 2 and Game 3, but he's had such an even keel and understanding throughout this series that he's pushed the right buttons. I expect him to do it again, and I really believe the Blues are going to be a different team because it's just been crazy to me how topsy-turvy from game to game here, and we've only played three games.
Right.
And it's been dominance from one team to the another. Every game, certain areas of it, I expect the Blues to bounce back and be a much different team, especially the penalty kill. But the key is, again, for me, is Binnington. Has he kind of worn down? He's been so spectacular, and has this pressure maybe got to him a little bit more in the Stanley Cup Finals? He's been excellent at bouncing back, just like the Blues team. They've been a very resilient team. Can he do that in Game 4? That's going to be a big factor. You look at the shots on goal last year, pretty even. Bruins efficient. Yes, their big guns were able to make a big play. Patrice Bergeron is just outstanding. But the Blues penalty kill, oh boy, they had a tough time in game three.
Got to tell you, Ken, a story you've probably never heard that you're going to hear now. Back in when I was a young man in college and then right out of college, I worked for Mike Keenan. And worked for the Flyers coaching staff doing video and statistics. And I can tell you this, you caused Mike Keenan to curse in so many video sessions that he would think you were getting away with stuff. I can't repeat on the radio what he used to say about you. What he used to say about you, what you were getting away with, what he felt you would get away with on the Flyers players back. And you were a young man in the NHL at that time. He was so, you would get him red-faced. He was pissed. And I know he had the utmost respect for you. I'm sure he would have traded for you if he had the chance.
Well, believe me, I think I knew that along the way because every time in a game that I banged somebody in front or knocked somebody down, I think I'll tell a quick story. I think early in my career, Tim Kerr, who was a mountain
right.
of a man, I cross-checked him in the front of the net pretty darn hard, and I sent him for a loop, and Next shift, Dave Brown came out frothing. He basically, I watched him come from the bench, and he left his stick on the bench. So I think Mike Keenan might have tapped him on the side. And this is a word of a lie. This was a little, game was a little different. And I think Dick Brownie, who I know very well.
Oh, he's the best.
A wonderful guy. I go, hey, Dave, what are you out here for? Like, he forgot his stick the first two strikes. Had to go back. And I saw this all transpiring right from me being on the ice in the faceoff circle in our zone. I'm going, oh, boy.
There you go. Here comes Brownie.
Sure enough.
Mike had his say through somebody else. Hey, Ken, I appreciate the conversation this morning. Thank you very much for joining
me. My pleasure.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Danico, a 20-year NHL career, three-time Stanley Cup champion.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.